gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Lots of breaking news this hour on the tragedy out of Connecticut and the evolving story that is trying now, seemingly, to pinpoint anybody who believes in the Second Amendment, to target preppers, those that are prepping for disasters. And it looks like the New York Post is claiming or blaming the mother for what this guy Adam Lanza did, saying that the mother taught the son how to become a killing machine. This is where this is going. I mentioned last hour about the disarmament of America. That is the targeted goal. That is the targeted intention. Now, whether we get into the argument of whether this is an MKUltra issue, a premeditated event, the reality is never let a disaster or tragedy go to waste. It's an opportunity for those who have different agendas. So we can set aside for a moment what really this is to realize what they are doing with it. And that should give you a lot of clues, as we'll get from John Rappaport this hour as well, who's written extensively on this since this event has broken. But it seems like this is an orchestrated event, if not the event itself, then the aftermath. But there are a lot of bizarre, if you can call them coincidences, that have to make you go, I got to think twice about this. And we'll get to that with John in a moment. But there's clearly an agenda to remove from the citizenry the ability to defend itself. And if there were somebody there that were capable of defending those children, this disaster could have been averted or made much less, much, much less. That is clear in my mind, at least. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. One more hour to go here and then five additional days through Natural News Radio. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. You can call us on the toll-free number. We've got it. It's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Coming at you live, as long as God willing, here at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, where they just completed their first marathon. A great event. Despite the tragedy that's happened in Connecticut, life goes on, it does. But we really want to prevent this from happening again, but not by pretending that we could disarm Americans. Because if we do so, it will still be the same case as in Mexico or elsewhere, where only the government thugs and the criminals will have them. We need more utilization of this, but they're trying to target and pretend that this is indeed the mother was the one who actually caused this. So we got John Rappaport on the line with us. Also, I want to say thank you to all the sponsors of the Robert Scott Bell Show to make this possible. We could not do this. We do not have large multinational, multi-billion dollar drug companies supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty. So I ask you to say thank you to those companies, and I have them listed in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. At 800-936-6240, you can call Judy Irwin, the BCX Ultra, the Rife machine that we use here, Bioelectrics for Health. You can give a call to One World Way, oneworldway.com, the whey protein we utilize here in the Bell family at the Robert Scott Bell Show. One World Way, 888-988-3325. ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Jonathan carries all of our food-grown nutrients and a big part of the hypoglycemic spikes, downturns and upturns in blood sugar and other things can be navigated and managed and reduced by taking a whole food form of chromium, GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day. Give Jonathan a call at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, and of course, Sovereign Silver. Sovereignty is all important here, but most of America doesn't know what it is, and they are going to claim that if you mention the word and know the definition, that you're part of the problem, when really the solution is bringing it all back local, taking your communities back into your own hands, and getting the parents fully involved, knowing who's coming in and who's not, who's coming and going into these schools. So welcome this hour to the Robert Scott Bell Show. 800, if you'd like to be part of the show. We've got callers on the line, 259-5791. Let's go to John Rappaport, my dear friend, investigative journalist from NoMoreFakeNews.com. John, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert. Thanks. Great to be here.
Well, you've been doing an amazing writing, as always, with covering this horrific episode up in Connecticut. But boy, oh boy, the things you've uncovered, not touched by anybody in the mainstream media, the old media in there, as you're pointing out the real cause. We've talked a little bit last hour about the psychopharmaceutical interventions that are precipitating this. I mentioned Harris Coulter and his books and writings on medical violence against children. Right, he wrote, if you remember that, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality, the Medical Assault on the American Brain. But nothing like what we've seen in the psychiatric profession with the use of SSRIs and speed-type drugs as well.
No, you're right. These drugs are killers, and they make people into killers. And so when I began to write about what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, the tragedy there, the first thing I said was, okay, was this guy a mental patient? Did he have a doctor, a psychiatrist? This is the first question you have to ask, because even though we've become used to these events in a certain way, they're still as insane as ever when you really look at it. What motivation in terms of revenge, in terms of striking back, et cetera, would any sane person undertake when it involves killing 20 children? This, you know, we have to admit at the outset that this makes absolutely no sense at all. And then if you know what these drugs do, and you hear reports that Adam Lanza was, in fact, some people say autistic, Asperger's syndrome, had a personality disorder. Immediately, the question to ask is, who was his doctor? That's the key question. And that's the question that the media so far have been avoiding like the plague in this very small town community where it would take people from CBS, ABC, etc., about an hour to figure out with all their enormous resources who the doctor is. And once you know who the doctor is, you can find out what the drugs were. And when you know the effects of the drugs, there you go. For example, with Asperger's syndrome, they do in fact give SSRI antidepressants, Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, etc., and even other more killer-type drugs that cause completely unpredictable wild behavior.
Hmm. Well, it's stunning information that you're gathering here, and this is in real time, because now they're claiming that the mother of this shooter had, you know, basically bred him to be a killer. And now they're taking on and saying those who believe in prepping and preparing for economic collapse, which anybody with any lick of sense will look at the Federal Reserve and go, they're orchestrating the collapse, whether they want it or not, just simply by printing money like there's no tomorrow. Now they're saying that these people are criminals and we must disarm everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's look at this thing, doomsday preppers. Okay, so last night was really trying to navigate three or four different storylines here all at the same time. But the first big one came to me as a tip. CBS Evening News last night, when John Miller began talking about, quote, a relative of the family, the Lanza family, who indicated that the mother was worried about the possible collapse of the economy, and that's why she was a gun collector, that's why she had the guns. And how ironic that it ended up killing her because her son got a hold of the guns and so forth and so on, right? So that was the first media shot really fired where, okay, let's blame the mother. She's a, quote, doomsday prepper. And now we know this is why all these children were killed. This is where it all came from. And so the obvious solution is to round up all the doomsday preppers, take away all the guns, and then we'll be okay. I mean, this is the storyline. This is the narrative that they're playing out. And the thing that is so completely insane about this whole idea of doomsday preppers, right?
Yes.
What are they doing? These are people who say, I believe something bad is going to happen in the economy. So I'm digging in. I'm storing food. I have weapons for self-defense. I'm perhaps moving, whatever it is. What does that mean? It simply means that somebody's got a particular point of view and they are making preparations. That's it. But you see, now what they're trying to do is to say, no, 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 no. It's not just people withdrawing. These are dangerous people. And you see, Lanza's mother, she's the one. She's the poster woman now for the whole movement, because it's her guns that killed all these kids. And without that, this never would have happened. And therefore, all these preppers are completely dangerous. That's where they're going with this.
Yeah, well, there's an agenda. Like I said, we can go in and speculate and maybe even have some valid point, many valid points in regards to how this transpired and that maybe it was orchestrated. But regardless, after the fact that it happened, what are they doing with this information? Where are they targeting? Where are they operant conditioning the mindset of the American people to go after people who simply are saying, hey, in history, we've learned that there are economic disasters that are preceded by exactly what's happening today. Let's prepare for it. Be ready just in case so we can defend and protect our family. We can grow our own food. And now they're making criminals of those people in the media. And it isn't the cause. The cause is the violence visited upon children by medicine. We'll get more into that with John Rappaport. If Mike in Michigan is still holding on, we'll get to the calls as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. 5 additional days of the week through Natural News Radio as well. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,697.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,739.81, $869.91 for a half ounce, or $434.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,739.81, $869.91, and $434.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case increase, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements, like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, if anybody's confused as to whether guns kill people or people kill people, I've got a video link up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show website in today's show notes. Check it out online there. Mike Adams explains, or shows you, in fact, if you're not sure whether guns kill people or people kill people, you've got to see the video. It's quite astonishing, but he reveals it in a very scientific experiment. You check it out online. Even my son has watched it, so it is kid-friendly. So check that out. We've got John Rappaport on for another segment here from NoMoreFakeNews.com. All of his articles up there and at RobertScottBell.com, often published as well by NaturalNews.com. Mike Adams, a health ranger, rocking it and rolling it as well. John, this issue here, are we going to be able to do an end around the old media? I think that the American people, by and large, are not going to give up their guns. But even though the attempts are, we've got to make this about, it's guns, it's all about guns.
Yeah, I agree with you. People are not going to give them up. I mean, this is all well and good that we've got this media assault going on right now saying, yes, we've got to get the guns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But even if it came down to Obama issuing some sort of preemptory executive order, you know, playing to the masses and saying, I'm your leader and I've got to take action now regardless of Congress, et cetera, they know that would create an incredible firestorm. So one way or another, it's not going to be lambs to the slaughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, the emotions on certain sides of it, and that's why I mentioned, I don't know if you saw the Mike Adams piece on guns, whether they kill people on their own. It's quite illustrative, but I want to get into this with one of the callers here. Mike in Michigan's been holding on very patiently. Mike, you're on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport. Go ahead, Mike. Mike, are you still there? Of course he's not. No problem. There you are, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I thanks for taking my call. There's a connection here that's starting to break that I found connecting the shooting in Connecticut with the one in Aurora, Colorado. And it's pretty significant. Whether it's really connected or not remains to be seen. But the fathers of both shooters were scheduled to testify before the United States Senate in the ongoing LIBOR scandal.
You're talking about General Electric. I think the father of this shooter also was working with General Electric.
That well, I know that the father of the nanny that killed the children in New York. I believe his name was Kevin Krim, worked for CNBC, and his children were killed a day or so before he was supposed to testify at the hearings.
Yeah, I do remember that. It's interesting linkage here, Mike, and I appreciate your call. We got to move on. John, have you seen any linkage on those levels? I mean, there are interesting things when you have parents working on these high-end defense contractors, potentially testifying in Congress. There's some really strange strings connected.
Well, I've seen the stories about it online. Initially, when I started writing about Robert Holmes, James Holmes' father, and people were saying that he was scheduled to testify, I tried to track this down, and I couldn't. I found what I thought was the original source of the story online on a particular website, had an email address, a phone number. I tried to get in touch on both. Email was kicked back to me. Phone was disconnected. So I didn't go with that because I don't see clear evidence that Robert Holmes was ever scheduled to testify on the LIBOR hearings. If somebody's got that,
we'd like to hear it. We'd like to see it, yeah. John, this is important, too, because when you understand what John Rappaport does, people will say, well, he's not in the mainstream media, so he can't be believed. The reality is the mainstream media can't be believed, and what we're doing, what John is doing, is actually tracking sources to their origin point, and if they don't pan out, we're just going to say it didn't pan out, even though a lot of people that follow the new media would love for these things to be real cut and dry and pointed out that way. But what we do know, what we do know is the fact that they're utilizing this tragedy to promote an agenda of disempowerment and disarmament. And, of course, every government in history preceding genocide has said we must disarm the population. And I think there are enough people that are remembering this. And I hope certainly all the Jews out there, like the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, certainly know that, because the Nazis could not have done what they did had they not withdrawn or removed all these guns.
Yes, no question about it. I mean, this is the... this is a pattern. It's been repeated over and over again. It's not anything, you know, deep that you have to think about for a very long time. They say, we're going to have the guns in control of the government, and then, of course, the criminals will also have as many guns as they want to, because they always do. But you, the citizens, will have no way of defending yourself. That's the society that we want so that we can control you completely. How do you like that?
Yeah, and also there was a shooting recently, I think up in, was it in Oregon or Washington somewhere? In
at
fact,
the mall, yeah.
The mall, and it was stopped by what? A citizen or a human with a firearm
that's
stopped
right.
The, yeah.
A registered firearm. So they don't play that up in the media, of course, nor do they play up the numerous cases of people who have defended themselves in their homes with guns against intruders who have broken into their houses, although those things are happening every day, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people have to realize the media can play this any way they want to. In other words, suppose, just imagine for a second, that we had a media in this country where every time somebody defended himself in his house legitimately against an intruder with a gun, that this made a headline in a newspaper the next day and on television.
Yes.
All, you know, and this had been going on for 10 or 15 years. Hero did this, hero did that, hero stopped the children from being killed, et cetera, et cetera. We'd have a completely different mindset. It's all about who controls the information and who puts it where.
Yes. Well, there's another bizarre twist that you covered in your latest article. We've got it up online. And it relates to the author of, what was the recent movie that just came out?
The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. It was a bizarre connection.
I mean, you know, usually I let these things go. I let them ride because I say, yeah, okay, but, you know, that couldn't be. But I could not say no to this one. I try to boil it down in a nutshell. It really requires, you know, build up. But in the movie and the novel Hunger Games, a dystopian novel about a horrible future of the country is divided into 12 districts, and every year as a sacrifice ritual, two children are picked from each district to engage in combat. It's like a tournament. And eventually these 24 kids are reduced down to one who's the winner, and the other 23 die. Okay, so the accused shooter in Connecticut has killed 20 children, and all of a sudden it turns out that the author of The Hunger Games, Suzanne Collins, lives in Newtown, Connecticut, the scene
yeah.
of these killings.
It is bizarre, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. We'll continue to do so through the week. John Rappaport, I know you don't have any extra time today, but I appreciate you dropping by. Everybody check out his articles at robertscottbell.com, nomorefakenews.com, and beyond, and we'll continue to get those things published out so we can get the stories that are not being covered by the old media. We've got lots more to do today on the show regarding the shootings. 800-259-5791. Give me a call right now. Line up. We'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger. To eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The United States of Health Talk Radio is back on. We are broadcasting live special event from Mount Dora, Florida. And what is happening here? It is a marathon that occurred today. And, good events, athletic events in a place where you walk back in time. And, you seemingly are in a space of more peace and tranquility, which we need a lot of that now with what's been going on. And I appreciate John Rappaport dropping by. This is something that is something that is not going away as we see one shooting after another. It is not guns. We've had guns since the beginning of time here in America. It's based on that concept that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And, of course, the right to self-defense. When you give up your firearms, then it's only the criminals that get them. And that's an important distinction. Now, we've talked about the violence visited on children. We talked about the toxicity. We talked about Harris Coulter's book also. I wanted to play an audio clip here about, you know, do we need more like TSA, right? The Transportation Security Administration, Transportation Security Theater. Do you want TSA agents and X-ray machines at every school? Is that where this is going? We're going to hear from former Obama campaign aide Blake Zeff, who's suggesting just that. Go ahead and run clip number one.
What I think you're getting at is almost a comparison to what we've recently done with regard to anti-terrorism, where people have really had to change the way in which they've conducted their air travel and other types of ways of life, where we now are used to taking our shoes off and having to go through the TSA pat-downs and all those kinds of things. And, you know, look, we're spending a lot more money on anti-terrorism than we are on gun violence prevention right now, but we have more gun deaths per year than we do to terrorism. And so I think there's no question that we're going to have to really start putting more attention, more resources, and maybe even having to change some of these types of security measures, unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately, Blake, you don't acknowledge that there are many more deaths due to car accidents and things. There are many more deaths due to, well, let's just say it, FDA-approved medicines every year. It doesn't even come close. And I started the show today talking about the, well, obviously the concern for what has happened. But what about those that are unheralded and uncovered in news stories that have been harmed by modern medicine, that have been harmed by vaccines? Where are the stories there that are ongoing every day? We covered the hearings in Congress about this issue. And, of course, Harris Coulter has written about it extensively. We've got some more clips I want to cover here. Just get ready, clip five. Just let me know when you're ready on clip number five. We're going to run that. But this goes into getting to the psychiatric realm. You know, the psychiatrist. We don't have enough psychiatrists on this stuff. And there's a woman by the name of Lise Van Susteren. And she's talking about legislation. This is all we need, is psychiatrists writing our legislation. Do you have clip five? Go ahead and run clip number five.
The reality is that we really don't have the legislation that allows the people in authority, either doctors or the officials, other officials, to do what must be done until the person has committed a crime. And that's when they come to their attention.
See, this is now promotion of pre-crime. We might as well go to Steven Spielberg in the Minority Report, where we have the tools. We need to have the law enforcement to be able to arrest people before they commit crimes. We don't know if they're going to commit them, but basically you could have a thought. Now, what kid, for instance, hasn't thought about, I want to blow something up or I'm going to kill you, right? They've said, and this is just a normal part of growing up. We've got to learn discernment, of course, in this era and age. But we've become so desensitized or hyperly sensitive to normal things that kids do, to children do. Does every one of those things mean it's going to blow up in everybody's face? No, absolutely not. But now we've got this, again, this almost predetermined or programmed sensitivity that if you breathe wrong, it could mean that you are going to commit an act, like those who believe there may be economic collapse coming, and they're doing their level best. Like, hey, if you're in the LDS church or religion, the Mormons, they believe in having food storage at least a year or two. Now, do they become criminalized because they've got extra food that they see? They see, hey, there are times of famine. Just read the Bible. It's been in there. It's all there. Or do we now say, hey, those are potential criminals because they actually might have some guns just in case somebody's coming to steal their stuff? This is the question here. You can answer it for me if you'd like, or I'll answer it after the break. 800-259-5791. You're listening to the United States of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scadbell Show from the Lakeside Inn and Outdoor special event here. Check it out online, robertscadbell.com. 5 additional days of the week through Natural News Radio. We'll be right back with more powerful healing than anywhere else in media after this.
Hey, Robert. Redial. We've got.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner.
We've got about a half second
www.choosebehealthy.com that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com.
All right, I got you, Robert.
Or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077.
Sorry, I had that turned down.
That's 866-424-1077. We're here. To help.
There was one he hung up before I could get it.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCie. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCie e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCie.com. And LaCie smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got to go into some solutions to the disaster that ails us, actually as a nation, but these are individual problems. When a child is damaged or injured by vaccines or drugs, that's an individual issue. But when that child goes on a shooting rampage, that tells you that the impact is not just on that one child. So what can we do to address it? Now, some people are suggesting that we need to criminalize people who think differently, who act differently, even if they're not violent. But what if they're damaged? What do you know? Well, Lees Van Susteren says we need more laws to go after him. And in clip six, he's got Wolf Blitzer from CNN talking about these warning signs. Let's hear from this psychiatrist. Go ahead and run clip six.
What are the warning signs that people should be looking at for someone who might go out and start killing kids?
They will see that their child is angry, isolated, clearly, potentially responding to auditory hallucinations. They hear voices, maybe a fascination with guns. Maybe they're at a shooting range. They know something's wrong. Well, you can't call the police and say, my son's acting weird. Come and get him. He needs help. They don't have any justification for doing that. So there is, in most jurisdictions, it's almost impossible until you've actually committed a crime to intervene in a way that can protect our society. That's what has to be changed, is the legislation so we can act before a crime.
Legislation to act before a crime is committed? This is what it's come down to now? Are you that afraid that now we have to arrest people before they commit a crime? Pre-crime science fiction become reality here in modern day America? Is this what we're at? This is what they're talking about on CNN. This is what a psychiatrist is suggesting. Have you taken your gun to a shooting range? Have you taken your child to a shooting range? Have you taught them about firearm safety? Now that's suspicious. Do you have food prepared in case there's a hurricane, a disaster, an earthquake, or economic calamity? Is that what they're talking about? The psychiatrist now saying we need to arrest you potentially for that? That's what I hear happening. That's what's happening here. Basic responsibility is now being criminalized. You're responsible for taking care to teach your children safety, protection, preparedness, grow a garden. And now that's a crime? Or it should be? We should arrest you before you grow a tomato that might be thrown at somebody? This is an actual news story that we've just covered. I've got one more clip talking about history. I don't know that they really know about history, but here, let's hear what a psychiatrist thinks about history. Lise Van Susteren talks about it in clip number 7. Go ahead and run clip 7.
A number of decades ago, we were very fearful that people would be thrown into a hospital just because they were different. We wanted to protect them, so we enacted all sorts of laws to protect people. We've gone too far in that direction. Now we have to face the reality and acknowledge that we have to step up our work getting people into treatment when they need it and letting doctors make those decisions, not just lawyers and judges.
See, the treatment is what's the problem here. Not that they need to get into treatment, the fact that they've been treated, even before they knew they were being treated from the get-go. A little baby is born on planet Earth, and immediately in America, the doctors say, oh my gosh, we've got to get a hepatitis B shot into that baby. You tell me, how many little babies are born as intravenous drug users? How many little babies are born having wild sex orgies? They're not happening. And yet they were saying hepatitis B could be a real issue. No, it is not a real issue for children born in hospitals. Much less children born at home to midwives and doulas. That is the assault I'm talking about from day one. There's no rationality in that. And we talked about the hearings in Congress that took place a couple of weeks ago now, where you had the CDC spokesperson saying that, well, we acknowledge that the entire vaccine schedule is made up just so we can be sure to get as many shots into these kids each time they come in, or we don't think that the parents are going to bring them. And then in the next breath, for the next congressman asking the question of the CDC representative, she admits that it's scientific, or she claims to admit it's scientific. Oh, it's absolutely based on solid science, the way we vaccinate. And I mentioned this in 1991. What happened? They quadrupled the vaccine schedule in America, and since that time, autism has been exponentially increased. And what are they saying? They're saying that, oh, we're better at diagnosing. We are better at identifying autism. Well, you tell me, if you're 30, if you're 40, if you're 50, where are your peers? Where are your peers with autism? Where are all those adults that they said, autism was always here? We just diagnose it better. If that's the case, where are all the autistic adults? You tell me. Because you cannot miss them if they exist. Because you cannot miss an autistic child when you see one. They are lying to you. They are lying to me. They are lying to all of us about this. And now they're utilizing this tragedy in Connecticut to distract you from the real violence against children that's starting from the day they're born. By the needle. Read Harris Coulter's book about violence against children, starting from modern medicine. We're going to come back with some solutions to detoxify your children, get them healthy, get them away from kids on psychiatric medicines. Check it all out. RobertScottBell.com, RobertScottBell.com. One more segment to wrap up the show, and then we've got Advanced Medicine Monday tomorrow on the show. We'll be right back.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Wrapping it up here at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, a place that if you want to step back in time to a simpler time, come on down. It's a beautiful old hotel, been operating continuously till about, since about, what, 1887 or something? Oh, unbelievable. Never closed down, and you want to feel it out. Now, going back into history here, we recognize, as I mentioned before, that if you disarm the population, you are ripe for takeover, you're ripe for genocide. This has happened throughout history. And we're looking at the disaster that has happened in Connecticut not to be utilized and manipulated in ways that would lead to more disasters, much, much more intense if it could be so. That's an important warning sign that I think that, we have to cover here as well. Now, my son's with me here at the broadcast. He's almost 13, and he said, hey, Dad, what's next? Will they criminalize and put children in prison for drawing pictures of guns? Drawing pictures of guns. And now I remember as a kid in school, in grade school, we drew horrific pictures. We drew monsters. We drew zombies. We drew blood. Did it mean that we were all criminals or going to grow up to be terrorists? No, it was a normal thing that kids do, particularly boys do. But under this thing, the psychiatrists are saying, well, that means they're going to definitely become some form of violence visited upon all of the population. That's the pre-crime thing that they're arguing for here. And I've said that you visit violence upon children, they will learn to become violent. How do we do so? You inject them with toxic medicaments, foreign animal protein, aborted fetal tissue, and vaccines. What do you expect is going to happen? Then you give them food that is devoid of vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals. You give them additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, hyper-stimulating neurological toxins. And you expect these kids to behave normally, and then you put them in schools and expect them to sit down for 8 hours a day and never be outside, never learn what a garden is, never grow their own food. Now you're raising a whole slew of generations to be devoid of understanding how the natural world even works. And so rather than saying we must criminalize people, we must criminalize boys and girls who simply learn from their parents how to defend themselves, how to grow food, we must embrace that. We must bring it all back and go local. Now, what about those kids that have been damaged already due to the aforementioned mercury and vaccines? And by the way, don't let anybody lie to you. There are no such things as mercury-free vaccines. There are no such things as mercury-free vaccines because even the subcomponents in these vaccines that claim to be mercury-free contain the mercury, the aerosol-based preservative. So get that one out of your head and get it out of your kids. And now we've got to detoxify these kids. Now we've got to get them on homeopathic detoxifying remedies. We've got to increase their selenium levels. Call up Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Get the food-grown form of selenium. If they can't swallow a little tablet, then crunch it up in their organic applesauce. Get the good stuff in. Go to One World Whey. Get the non-denatured whey protein to increase glutathione levels, to help the liver detoxify from these toxic poisons and heavy metals. Use the heavy metal detoxifying formulas we've talked about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, homeopathically. If you need to chelate it out, like utilizing the substances in the ways that Dr. Rashid Batar does, when we talk about it on Advanced Medicine Monday here, there are good physicians that know about what's going on, and they're doing their level best to pull out the toxic poisons and heavy metals from these children who then grow up to be violent because you cannot maintain integrity of function when you're loaded with heavy metals like mercury, aluminum, cadmium, lead, arsenic, and it depletes your trace minerals significantly. There's also an important remedy that I have linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com called fears and phobias. Right now, many of you parents, certainly those of you in Connecticut, but those of you around the country looking at this, am I going, oh my God, could this happen in our neighborhood, in our school, with my children? And I don't want you to not think about it, because I want everybody to think about how we can genuinely prevent this. But I also want you to not go to an extreme there. And there's a fears and phobias remedy that King Bio has. And it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And if you're not clear yet about how dangerous these vaccines are, go and link through to the vaccines, armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear, co-created by John Rappaport and myself. We did this. And it's an incredible deal. It will transform your life in a positive way. We will utilize the things that we need to in nature to restore integrity and detoxify from these poisons. But when do we embrace, as a culture, vitamin L, love? I guess that day will happen only when we stop assaulting children with syringes filled with toxic poisons that you would never drink. That will be a good day. Now, many of you that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show have already made that assessment and said, no more are they going to assault my children in this way. And in fact, we know other ways to protect and prevent disease. We do. See, this is the argument for doctors and pediatricians that say, if you don't vaccinate, you'll die. They have no knowledge of anything else but what they've been programmed to believe, what they've been trained to just spit out, like the Pavlovian dogs that they've become. We know there are thousands of other ways to prevent disease, but they're not touted in the mainstream media. Why? Because the bulk of the billions of dollars spent in advertising is done by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. The herbal companies, the supplement companies, the food companies that are genuinely trying to bring you good products to teach you how to eat, teach you how to grow your own food. They don't have the kind of money to send that message and sell you that message. So you're told the only way to prevent disease is with needles and drugs. Those should be there as a last resort, but because they become first resort, we are now descending into various stages of violence in our culture. And it isn't because of the guns. It is not because of the guns. As you see in the linked YouTube by Mike Adams, not one gun on this planet can kill a person without a person pulling that trigger. And if that person is out of his or her mind because they've been assaulted by vaccines and drugs, and they're on psychiatric medicines, SSRIs and the like, there's nothing you can do to protect yourself except to detoxify them before that becomes that severe of a problem. But we've got to acknowledge it first. Just like they said, if you're an alcoholic, acknowledge it first. We are drugaholics here. Not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I recognize, but many of your family members, friends, neighbors that don't listen to the show may still be drugaholics and may still believe that the only way to prevent disease or treat disease is through toxic medicaments and poison needles. This is not the way we need to go here. We need to reverse course, not by disarming the populace, but by disarming the doctors. Disarming the doctors. How's that? All right, this is what we've done today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got a lot more healing. We'll talk with Dr. Bitar a lot about this violence, medical violence resulting in adult violence against adults and kids. And now modern medicine may be more at fault than anything else in our culture right now because of their embracing a pharmaceutical agenda to poison the population. Not here, not now, not ever. Thank you. God bless you. We appreciate you being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll be back on Monday with Advanced Medicine Monday. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't
Lie
guy.
Week,
there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting
anytime.
There. I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.